Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, race fans, it's Chuck's Record Show on the Speedway Anywhere podcast, blogtalkradio.com/Speedway Anywhere, as well as live in studio feed on Facebook Live on facebook.com/Speedway Anywhere, as well as my homepage, Speedway Anywhere, your all-inclusive motorsports show, and maybe some multi-sports as well. I'm juggling a few things here as we've just got some kind of devastating news from Major League Baseball. I'll get into that in a little bit. You can also call in at 917-889-2053 during the live show or interact on Facebook Live on the show chat on the right side of your screen. Again, call in is 917-889-2053. We're typically live every Monday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central. That's Minnesota time, if you don't already know. I'm your crew chief Q. Captain Kurt will be joining in as well. It's Monday, July 1st, and we are now almost halfway into the 2019 season for the Cup Series, as well as other series. 15 in for the Xfinity Series of their 33-race season. And the trucks are past the halfway mark with, fan favorite Ross Chastain, who still has that championship in his crosshairs. Starting next month, I believe. So NHRA is totally up for grabs in the points, constantly shuffled, but the picture for pro stock is becoming clearer with Bo Butner winning everything and anything and the kitchen sink. And he is still up for grabs for 2017 champ Joseph Newgarden, looking pretty solid, I will say. World of Outlaws keeps juggling the lead for points as well. ARCA has been newsworthy. If a guy like Ty Majeski was running full time, he'd be running away with the title. But Michael Self is the guy to lose it at this point. Hey, did I mention Ross Chastain? He's still on in Iron Man mission, he's ran, every race but one. I think he missed a... I think he missed a Xfinity race. But hey, I ate a lot of watermelon lately as a tribute to Mr. Ross Can campaign. If that joke doesn't make sense to you, it's because there was an episode of Friends. You know, Ross Geller, Chandler, Joey LeBlanc, Matt LeBlanc? Is that his name? And then, but Phoebe. Talking about Ross. Ross Can, you know, kind of a cool little mama. It's what I get for getting ahead in my notes here. By the way, slide job. Anyone that Dale Jr. Coined the word at Chi-Town last year from Jr. and later on became Cryo Kyle as far as him doing the wishy-washy point. I found it rather funny. That race last year was epic for a few reasons. Speaking of epic, after a series of second places and then some mediocre finishes, Alex Bowman broke through and put his first W in the column for the Cup Series. It was his teammate Jimmy Johnson's race to lose of the day against Kevin Harvick. That happened to be the guys to beat. Kevin Harvick and Jimmy Johnson were juggling the lead. Not so much Johnson, but it looked like Johnson and Harvick were the hanger-ons. But they didn't hang on, and Bowman became the second Chevy of the year, by the way, to find victory lane. Seven drivers now have a win for year end in the Cup Championship chase. I was hoping Chastain would be the surprise in Cup, but Alex Bowman, is a nice touch to the new. I wrote these notes after getting really bored and not being able to sleep last night. But Bowman, of course, a Hendrick team driver, and it looked like Johnson would be the Hendrick team driver to break through and back a checkered flag for Hendrick after, let's call it 2 years and 1 month, I think. So, 2 years ago, seven-time champ, and he fell short. So now it's Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., with four wins each, Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, and Alex Bowman are your win year ends of the seven drivers so far before the chase begins in September, I think. Does that make sense? Still looking for certain co-hosts to join guest. Not quite sure who is watching in at this point. But yeah, let's just call it Kyle Busch, 4 wins, Martin Truex, 4 wins, Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, and Alex Bowman for the win year ends. Hey, did I mention that I'm on a first name basis with Ricky Bobby? Yes, my goat, not mine, my daughter's. The story is, my daughter's goat is Ricky Bobby, officially by name. I'll be going up to see him this weekend, or maybe the following weekend, when I attend Ogilvy Speedway for some R&R rednecking and racing. Ricky is going to be famous up there. Rick Eggersource, another Ricky. His little ones like walking dogs and doing the whole nine yards up there at Ogilvy Speedway. I was thinking maybe we can walk Ricky around there? I don't know. NHRA and IndyCar had the weekend off, but we'll get you up to speed on points and upcoming events for both series. It's still a great time to be in the upper Midwest with regional and national series. By the way, 917-889-2053 is the studio line. I'm still waiting for Captain Kurt to join in, and another possible guest as well, so I don't have to do all the talking. So, Chicago was a massive mess as far as the Cup Series, but coming out of Chicago, the World of Outlaws in ARCA, right in my own backyard over the next few weeks, will be hosting races. NHRA in just over a month at Brainerd. Add to that, Indy was just out by Milwaukee 8 days ago. I think 8 days ago. And they will be it's a great time to be an auto racing fan up here, though. Let's do a quick break, come back with some results, stats, as well as our multi-sport segment and more. But yeah, this is the Speedway Interware Show, and we will be right back. All right. I'm having a little difficulty here. Dan Decker, shoot me a call again. I saw you on the switchboard. As soon as I went to pick you up, I wasn't able to continue the call. So, right now, we have an internet problem going on in the building. I was about to start covering Cup Series, so let's try something else here. Take a look here and figure out what's going on the feed. All right, so as far as the Cup Series, the big stories from Chicago are obviously Alex Bowman breaking through and getting his first cup win. The other is the treacherous storms that basically shut down the Chicago area Sunday after just 11 laps into the race. Another thing, too, as far as what was behind it, my God, we had storms tracing across the southern end of Minnesota from the west to the east, and it was pretty big deal. Chicago was pretty much wiped out for the time being for, I don't know, 3-4 hours. When the race resumed, it was Harvick and Jimmy Johnson back at it. It looked like they'd be up front at the end, but that changed. Alex Bowman emerged, and the rest is history. Bowman grabbed his first career cup win and becomes your seventh driver ready to challenge for the 2019 championship. Kyle Larson had a much needed runner up finish. Kyle Larson finished second. He's had a lackluster year. He looked pretty strong as a previous winner throughout the Cup Series. But he's kind of righted the ship as of late. Joey Logano got another top five, took third. Jimmy Johnson, who was looking at a victory early on, settled for fourth. And then Brad Keselowski running out of the top five. Once again, folks, 917-889-2053. If you want to call back in, I noticed I missed a handful of you on the switchboard. A couple others like Hurick and Kurt Busch ended up outside the top 10 after commanding the field for a while in the early stages of the race. Points got a little juggled, just call it the least. Obviously, Bowman's win locks him in for the championship chase. Jimmy Johnson moved a spot or two to a safer spot in the top 16. Kyle Larson is a little more comfortable for a chase berth, but guys like Ryan Newman, who broke into the top 16 a week or two ago, now slipped to 18th after coming up a bit lower in a 17th place finish. And even Kyle Busch, I mean, that guy was top dog, I guess. He landed 22nd at the end of the day. And then, of course, Clint Bowyer ended up second to last. So Jimmy Johnson moved a spot up, and then Clint Bowyer, he's still in that top 16, but has no wins. At this time last year, he was comfortable. So your top 16 is Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. with 4 wins each. Brad Keselowski with 3 wins. Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, each with 2. And now Alex Bowman joins teammate Chase Elliott with 1 apiece. Next up, based on points inside the top 16 is Kevin Harvick, Kurt Busch, Ryan Blaney, Eric Almirola, William Byron, Kyle Larson, Jimmy Johnson, Daniel Suarez, and now Clint Bowyer bringing up the tail end as far as the top 16 if the chase was to begin today. All right, I got messages coming in. Let me check this. All right, I'm going to get back to you, Mr. Dan Dyker, and we will figure out this whole thing. I switched over to the Blog Talk Radio screen. I will not leave it until I get to accept your call. The Cup Series hits Daytona this Saturday for what could be the final Firecracker 400. If you're wondering what that's all about, it's because the 2020 schedule has 4th of July weekend slated for the Brickyard 400, and then the second Daytona race is to be the 26th race of the regular season next year. So that will be the final race before the chase begins. Dan Dyker, call me right now and I can open up your call on the chat board. I'm not sure how I feel about the Firecracker 400, the 4th of July Daytona race being moved. I'm not sure how I feel about the Brickyard 400 being moved. I'm just kind of like getting mixed opinions. So let's let's take a quick look here. Dan, try me one more time. 917-889-2053. And let's talk some regional and local. All right, as far as the Xfinity Series, unfortunately, I had to miss that race on Saturday. I, however, follow it online and on the leaderboard. It looked like it was rather interesting as far as position changing. And my pick to win was, of course, the interloper, Joey Logano. He almost did it, but he came up second. Looking at something here. All right, I'm trying to send a another shout out. I don't know. I'm so ready to call a wrap on the show. We're now a half an hour in, and I haven't heard from Captain, and it's just... Well, there's Captain Kurt. And then after I got Dan Dyker. He tried phoning in. And I missed a call on the board over on Blog Talk Radio. So, holy crap. So, I've only got as far as the Xfinity Series, and I was just bringing up how I had to miss that race on Saturday. I saw it on the leaderboard on the website. But yeah, Cole Custer, he grabbed another W for 2019. This is Custer's fourth of 2019. And it took a while last year before he found victory lane. And I was kind of happy when he got his first win this year. Against Kyle Busch, by the way. He was the one driver to shut down Kyle Busch and keep Kyle Busch back in his mirror. So instead of Kyle Busch getting five wins, Cole Custer was the guy that shut him down. And, of course, Kyle Busch no longer can run in the series because he's already got his five starts. Oh. But, yeah, that was kind of cool that he was able to keep Kyle in the rear view and make Baby sit in the back seat. And that was the important part. So you know, the Chicago race last year was remembered for multiple reasons, and one of those being wishy-washy Kyle Busch making fun of the fans, saying, if you don't like that kind of racing, don't watch it, that kind of thing. So it was the Kyle and Kyle show. You know, Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, and Kyle doing his wishy-washy thing. Not sure if you remember that.
Not really.
Why?
So, but yeah, Chicago, dude. I'm sure you at least know about the Twins and White Sox getting shut down yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was but yeah, the pictures from Chicago were astounding. I couldn't believe that you had the sun cutting across the sky, and you had this big, black, ominous cloud, almost like a curtain over the track. So,
heard it got a little windy.
Well, Chicago, big surprise. But yeah, it was Custer for the win. Joey Logano, who was my pick to win. By the way, Brett Moffitt the night before took the win, as I predict. But yeah, it was Custer who was MJ's pick. And then Joey Logano in second. And you know, it's kind of funny when you think about it. Joey Logano, Cup driver. He was the guy behind Custer. When Custer got his first win this year, it was Kyle Busch behind him. And so the bushwhacking guys, they got nothing for Custer. Michael Annette continues to show he's championship worthy, finishing third. Brandon Jones and Austin Cendric rounded out the top five, respectively. Points for the Xfinity Series through the top 12. Possible playoff spots are, it goes Cole Custer, Christopher Bell with four wins each, Tyler Reddick with 3, Michael Annette with 1. Next up, based on points, is Austin Cendric, Justin Allgaier, Chase Briscoe, Noah Gregson, John Hunter Nemechek, Justin Haley, Brandon Jones, and Ryan Sieg in 12th if the championship kicked off today. Now, if you were to tell me that Justin Allgaier wouldn't have had a win by the end of June this year, I'd have you committed. That's just, I mean, but as this year goes, still no wins for the number 7 in the Xfinity Series. But hey, he's safely in for a playoff berth so far. Xfinity Series joins the Cup Boys at Daytona this coming Friday for a night race. Yes. Trucks. My pick, Brett Moffitt, won Friday at Chicago. It was another who's who of the truck series with Johnny Sauter. And, woo, I'm getting messages. Hold on. Working late tonight. Well, whatever. I'm... Oh, I'm so tired of people flaking out on me, but that's fine. So, let's